All right, so today's topic I want to touch on the universal thing of love. But the idea is people that want to be in love opposed to people with the idea of being in love is more so of infatuation for them. So I have a guest speaker here today. Ms. J is going to chime in on this topic and try to wrap our minds around the idea of how this really works.
Hi, Rob. Well, before we get started, I have a question for Rob. And the first question I want to know is, how do you know if you're in love or you're just infatuated with the idea of being in love?
Love in itself is going to be a feeling that you can't explain. I believe that when it comes, you definitely will know. Now, dealing with the idea of being in love, people, I don't think they understand the work that has to be put into an everyday grind towards someone who you genuinely probably start falling apart from. You know, I think that happens naturally where you grow apart from someone. And people, I don't think, wrap their minds around that part of being in love or being loved by someone is eventually, I mean, that honeymoon phase runs out. And now what?
Okay, let me make sure I understand you clearly. So you said that love is pretty much unexplainable. It's a feeling that you have deep down inside of you that you are pretty much intertwined or soul tied with this person.
Right. So, I mean, you got to understand that when you have this feeling of love, or it finally does hit you, or you grow into a state of maturity where now you understand what it is. Because when we were young, I mean, things were way simpler, right?
Of course.
So if things were way simpler then, and that's not love, by the way. I just threw that out there just so you can see, try to get an example of what it feels like.
Puppy love, pretty much.
I guess you could say that. But yeah, puppy love. But that was more so like so much lust. I spoke to a friend today earlier about it. And I was telling her like that was like maybe 90% lust when we were that young. We didn't know, you know, the intricacies of loving someone. Being there for them, genuinely, unconditionally loving them. That wasn't on our mind back then. So I mean, to say that is rather here nor there. So we just have to understand that when that feeling does come about, you definitely know what it feels like as an adult, as a mature adult, and you play from there.
Okay, I understand that, but what I'm really trying to get at is the second definition you spoke about is pretty much the idea of being infatuated by love.
Right.
So are you saying, is it a couple who is already together?
No.
And
see what it is. I think today's reality TV shows have taken over for a lot of millennials and the new era that we're in right now. So I think it's programmed differently now. You know, the work's not put in how it needs to be in order for you to appreciate someone the way you should when you were in love with them. Now I think it's disposed of so quickly. You know, something goes wrong here or there, and we toss that person to the side and we're on to the next. So the idea of being in love, I think, is just people fantasizing about having someone who does care, who will be there for them. Like in their mind, they're seeing all of this, but they're not thinking about the things that come with it.
Well, Rob, have you ever thought that maybe it's not that they're infatuated with the idea of being loved, but maybe they're more so guarding themselves from being hurt? And so that's why the first sign of trouble, or as we call it, a red flag, they kind of step back.
Nah, see, it can't know.
Come
because,
on.
Because what it is
human nature. If you see a snake and this snake is rattling and coming towards you, human nature, what are you going to do? You're going to run. So it's just almost if you see a red flag in a relationship. This guy or girl is doing something that you don't approve of, and that you see that's very, or that could be very toxic, are you going to continue to stay or are you going to just walk away?
Well, it's not about continuing to stay. It's about the effort that has to be put into that relationship in order to build it.
But the toxicity is already there. You're seeing it.
Where it should have been seen from the jump, from the beginning. So that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other topic. What I'm speaking of is when people only infatuate themselves, or they try to fantasize about what it could be like with a person.
But come on,
so
Bob.
If
we
I'm seeing.
In the beginning, you meet a guy.
Of course, yeah. In the beginning, yeah you're gonna.
We all fantasize that.
Okay, but now at the same time, like, how long is this fantasizing happen when it's approached or something real comes from it? Like, let's say, for example, you have a girl who wants a guy with A and B qualities.
Okay.
She meets a perfect guy with A and B qualities.
Mm-hmm.
And she turns it down.
Why would she turn it down if that's what she wants?
Exactly my point. So she turns it down because she's so infatuated by the idea of being in love. And when she's approached by love itself, like an actual freaking person of love approaches her, and she turns it down.
Well, Rob,
so why are you going to portray that I want this thing so bad? You get this thing so bad that you've wanted forever. Because we know that as little girls growing up, you're princesses and you have to be married and you have to be in love and all this great stuff. So I think it's kind of embedded in their mind that that's what they need. And they try to fill a void by saying, if I meet this guy with these qualities, then I'm in love.
So, and are you saying that they may not necessarily be in love, but because this guy possesses these qualities, they feel like they are?
What I'm saying is, they run away from it when it's real.
I believe those type of females that you're suggesting that runs away from love are females that have been hurt in the past. Because think about it. If you meet this dream... If I met this dream guy.
Mm-hmm.
6'5", a millionaire.
See, there's his fucking A and B qualities again.
You know, bringing home that bag. Why would I run away from him? The only logical reason that I can come up with is maybe I dealt with a guy with his same benefits, his same qualities, that probably 9 times out of 10 shitted on me. And now, guess what? I'm afraid that, guess what? This same guy here, even though he's a new person, whole new personality, whole new face, he may just do those same things back to me. So now maybe a little hesitant about
dealing with him. Now, with that being said, this guy reassures you time after time that he's not here for that.
Action speaks louder than words.
He shows it with a lot of actions. He backs up his words. He's done it many times, time after time. You still find some way to not accept what he's trying to give you. Because you're more so intrigued by the idea of being in love with this guy. You're not trying to put the work in that it takes to build a relationship with this guy. You're not trying to be there, waking up next to this guy every morning, putting in the work necessary to have a healthy relationship with this guy. I think what it is some females, they want to have like a polygamous type of relationship, but I think they're afraid to actually say it out loud or be looked at as a hoe. If you want to title them, you know.
Well, Rob,
a hoe.
I disagree with you a little. And the reason why I disagree with you is not because she doesn't want this guy, although he's showing her and reassuring her that, you know, hey, I'm not that other guy that did you wrong. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we're still broken and we're still trying to get past what hurt us.
Right.
And sometimes right now just not be the time to be in a relationship. How about we just be friends? And guess what? If it leads and evolves and manifests into this beautiful thing one day, then cool. But if not, let's just work on being friends. Let's work on building a relationship. We don't have to. Why do we need titles right now? Why do we need to say, hey, I'm your girl, you're my guy? Like, we don't need that right now.
That's great. You'll still say that same thing when a guy tells you that you don't have a title. And now you're flipping out because you don't have a title. So that sounds good what you're saying, but I guarantee you, if a guy was telling you that 3-4 years in, you'd be worried about a title and why you aren't called his quote-unquote girlfriend.
Guess what?
Which I'm not a believer in, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, all this nonsense. That's a whole nother thing. But you're right. You don't need titles. We could be friends, and relationships should be built on
friendship.
Yeah, it could be friendship, right? But, and you don't rush into things.
Exactly.
Of course. We should be at the stage where we understand that, and we know that already.
Okay.
But, like you're saying right now, mm-hmm. I guarantee if a guy came to you and y'all was speaking for like, let's say 2-3 years,
mm-hmm.
you or one of your friends are going to get in your head and tell you, girl, you ain't with him yet. You ain't his girlfriend. And now you're going to bring that back. And it's going to be a whole nother can of worms because of the fact that he doesn't give you a title. So that sounds good what you're saying, which is something else that I get into when I say
ladies, women
contradicting themselves over and over again. It's kind of what this topic is talking about. I mean,
I disagree with Rob again.
You want to find love. You're offered love. And you let it get away. And then you look back at it and say, was he a great guy? Yes. Yes, he was a great guy.
Rob, but guess what? Every guy you meet, whether he's a great guy or not, is not meant for you to fall in love with.
True story. Okay, yeah. I get
that.
So, yeah.
I disagree on that. Like, some guys, I'm going to use myself. I done met plenty of great guys. But guess what? I wasn't in love with them. I thought they were cool.
You know,
I think we had similarities.
Right?
But it doesn't mean that, hey, I'm in love with this guy.
And
you
I'm
know?
Not saying that. Once again,
connection.
That's forcing. I don't want to force anything.
Exactly.
I'm not saying
you have
that,
to
yeah.
have a connection uh-huh. with the person. And you have to build
So let's say that connection is there as well.
Okay.
The connection is there.
And
the traits, okay.
And
good.
I'm afraid.
Okay, you're afraid.
Okay,
now, why
I'm afraid.
Why are you afraid? That you'll mess it up or it's too good to be true? That's another thing I heard before, where something's too good to be true.
Either or. It depends on that person's mind frame. Hey, if you experience a bad relationship that maybe reminds you of this relationship of how it started out in the beginning, everything was perfect, and then
uh-huh.
before you knew it, everything was...
Fell apart. Uh-huh.
Or, like you said, it may be just too perfect and you're not used to everything being too perfect. So now you're you know, apprehensive about
right.
wanting to move
forward. That's something key I spoke on before was the conditioning that a lot of us have, where something is given to you with good intention, but you don't take it in because you're not used to it.
I get
so
it.
It's strange to you that you're not getting abused or spoken to in a way not healthy, you know, verbally, and he's speaking to you in these kind of tones. Some people see that as love. Like, I've literally been in situations where if I didn't speak to this female a certain way, I'm not getting respected the same way she would respect a guy who would talk to her in a demeaning way.
And you're absolutely
and
correct.
That's freaking crazy.
You're absolutely correct. It's you know, they say the mind is a powerful thing. When you have been in a toxic relationship for so many years,
uh-huh.
to you, Rob, or as of me, like I was in a bad toxic relationship, I view this person hitting me, yelling at me, you know, doing all sorts of negative things to me as, guess what, as
yeah.
love. And then when I got with another guy
who
respected me,
who tried to treat you with some dignity,
yes,
uh-huh.
Who did everything right, everything perfect.
You looked at him funny.
I thought something was wrong with him. I thought he
that
didn't
is amazing.
Love me. I thought that...
You thought he didn't love you.
I didn't feel like he loved me because you got to remember...
Yeah.
Psychologically, I was used to being verbally abused, physically abused, you know, tortured, whatever. I was used
yeah.
to those things. So
right,
now
right.
when I got this guy... named Ed calling me, talking to me nicely, opening doors, doing all sorts of nice
you
things.
Took it
me.
As a, did you take it as a sign of weakness?
Definitely.
Wow.
I was just like,
wow.
Something gotta be wrong with him.
Right.
Either he's undercover.
Now that leads into something else though, as far as like, you know, chivalry and guys being gentlemen and stuff like that, where now it's not even seen as a good gesture to try to treat women with respect. And me, and I know a couple of my guys in my immediate circle can vouch for that, where if I'm treating you with a certain dignity or a certain amount of respect, it's seen as a sign of weakness. It's seen as a sign of me not being the alpha, me not being dominant enough for her to kill over for me and allow me to be the alpha. Now she feels like she can run over me and tell me what she wants for me, and I'm too easygoing. Girls, I know relationship where a guy will tell the girl what to wear, you can't go out, and I'll be in a situation where I will let them go out, wear whatever you want, go have fun. That scene is me not caring when I'm just allowing you to be yourself.
Right, and it goes back to, it's pretty much, this person has been psychologically abused. So now, it's just like a dog. If a dog is being put in a cage and all they do is beat on this dog, hit on this dog every single day, all day long, and then you take the same dog and you put it in a more happier, friendlier, stable environment, this dog is still going to be sheltered. This dog's still going to be afraid.
Yeah.
This dog is still going to possess those same emotions that they possessed when they was in a hostile environment. Mm-hmm. So you can't expect that, you know, that 180 turnaround. You can't expect that right away. You have to be willing to take that journey with that person slowly until they pretty much recover from that.
Right.
And it's not.
That leads right back to, you know, what we were saying from the jump was, you know, people being in love with the idea of being in love. So they're taking it slow. We can understand that, or we can try to give it that definition. But at the same time.
Okay, Rob, if you want to say that, I'll say this. I believe, once you have been hurt and you went through some type of trauma in your life, you are infatuated with the idea of being loved, but you think in your mind that you can't really have it because it doesn't exist.
Or it doesn't exist in that form.
Possibly.
Because you're thinking that form comes in blows and punches.
Exactly.
And not kisses and hugs and candies and stuff.
Right. But as long as your partner or the person you're dealing with is willing to take the journey nice and slow and walk, pretty much hold your hand through it, it will eventually manifest if you guys are meant to be.
I can kind of accept that. But the thing is, you know, the idea of being in love, like I said, it does come down to connections. We can vouch on that.
Connections and energy.
Yeah. And people can feel that, and then you have the whole, you know, soulmate thing. But that soulmate thing is something that's a whole, I don't know if we can open that topic up right now. The soulmate thing is, I've been reading up something too, man. It's soulmates, it's twin flames, and you know, it's a whole different ball game in that area. So that's a whole another topic that we'll discuss at a later date. But as far as, you know, the being in love and the idea of being in love, it's still a part of what shouldn't exist.
What should exist?
What should not? Yeah, it should not.
Disagree, people, and we should take a poll. I believe that the two play hand in hand. Because think about it. When you first meet a young lady or a young fella.
No. But go ahead.
A guy. I'm sorry. A guy.
Uh-huh. The guy-girl ratio. I got it. Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
When you see this person, it's a couple of things that come to your head. If you are a dog, which meaning a male whore, you may just be thinking,
I disagree, but
hey, she's thick and I want to smash. That's it.
Okay.
Or you may be thinking, he is cute and he looks, you know, he looks very trim, like he works
so
out.
Now you're opening a whole another thing. So now, so now what you're saying is females don't think like males?
You're fantasizing. No. Okay, so to make it fair, the girl can think, oh, damn.
I just want some sex too.
Yeah,
right.
He's fine. He got some muscles. Uh-huh. Yeah, I might let him hit. Okay, fine.
But that in itself is something that a lot of females won't admit to. That they too want the same things, desire the same things that men do. In that field, we are very much alike, I believe.
I'll say that I feel that men, that's the first thought on a male mind before a woman. Don't get me wrong. Mm. We may say, damn, he fine, da-da-da-da-da. But us women, we're women. We view our body as a kingdom. As
that's
a
fine. You can view it however you want to view it. But I know good
as
goddamn
a woman,
way.
You're not going to let anyone into your kingdom or your castle unless they're worthy. And if they not worthy of coming in, you're not going to let them in.
That's a society view thing. I mean, I think that a lot of women just mask it because of the fact of how they look from differently from men in society.
Really? You think so?
Definitely. If a girl tells you openly that she's been with 40 guys, she's looked at as a hoe, she's labeled a slut, whatever the case may be.
Okay, yeah.
A guy says, I've been with 40 girls.
Double standards, yeah. Yes, we get it.
That exists. That's real. It shouldn't be as that. It should be, you guys fought for equality and all that great stuff, so,
hey. And we should be viewed as equal.
It is what it is. She's been with 40 guys, that's fine. A lot of men can't wrap their mind around that. That's okay. But that shouldn't be something to judge her by.
Of course
so,
not.
I mean, the idea of being in love and the idea of actual love, I don't think it goes hand in hand, but I do think that it's masked by a lot of different things. And I feel like the female...
You didn't let me finish my point.
What was your point? Go ahead.
I was saying, ladies, uh-huh. The second point was, other than wanting to smash, if you see this nice-looking young man or guy or older guy, whomever, or vice versa for a guy, or same sex, whoever, the first thing you think is you notice certain things. You notice, ooh, the way they walk. You may notice how they talk if they approach you. You may, even if you guys exchange numbers, and go out on a date, you may notice how, hey, they open the door, whatever the case may be. You begin to fantasize. And you begin to wonder, can I see my person? Can I see myself with this person? Can I see myself marrying this person? Will we make a nice kid together?
Like, I mean, guys do the same thing.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
On a different level.
Okay, but wouldn't that be the idea of being in love?
Okay.
And guess what?
Okay.
If you guys continue to date, you guys continue to hang out, and then it manifests into something greater where you do end up marrying this
person. But then the connection thing gets into play, because if that connection not there, like you said, it's going to be just that. And it's going to stop probably at that date.
Right.
And that's it.
And that could be possible. So, but isn't that still the idea of being in love?
Yeah, but when I say that, I'm more so talking about the people that get approached by exactly what they need. And they turn it down. Let's say that date.
That's not realistic.
That's very realistic.
How?
Because you wanted a guy named.
You can tell me anything. You can.
No. Rob, you wanted a guy named Tyrone.
Okay.
You wanted Tyrone to be dark skinned.
Okay. Tyrone is dark.
Tyrone, you meet. Mm-hmm. Tyrone is dark skinned.
Okay.
You wanted Tyrone to have a dress. Tyrone has a dress. You wanted Tyrone to have manners. Tyrone has manners. You wanted Tyrone to love you every way possible. Tyrone does that. He meets all six things on your list.
Guess what?
And you turn him down.
All six things that he names, ladies, was physical appearance.
Right.
I don't care if you meet somebody who has all the physical appearance that you want, that you pictured in your head. If they don't have the connection that you're looking for, if they don't connect with you and have that energy, it's not going to work.
Now, period. As I said earlier, that energy, what if it was there? I didn't get to it because I wasn't done listing my things yet. But anyway, the energy is there. Connection is there.
Okay.
And you fucking run away.
Okay.
You going back to fear? It's the fear thing again, right?
Yeah.
Or it's the thing that...
It's a deeper issue there.
Okay. I need to know the base root of this answer.
The only possible thing is either it's fear or it's past trauma that that person has dealt with. And guess what? They still hasn't overcome it yet. And so, therefore, if that person really cares and that connection is really there and that energy is really there, they are willing to
walk with you. I need a scientific explanation.
Walk with you through this journey. What? You need a scientist to do
I need Discovery Channel to come up with a freaking...
Really? And do what?
Biopic of the actual facts of how and why this happens.
Come on.
I definitely need that.
Come on. This is common sense.
All right. So what y'all think? We got people that want to be in love and people that are in love with the idea of being in love. I mean, what do you all think?
I think it's both.
She thinks it goes hand in hand.
Team J.
I mean,
pick, you know, vote for Team J.
Like I say, I'm just concerned. I want to know the bottom line. I need a definite answer of what happened, why it happened, who and what decisions were made to make someone turn another cheek on something that they ideally
met. What's your standpoint?
My standpoint is I need a definite answer. I don't have a standpoint. I want to know what... Well, for me, it's male and female. So, I mean, I want to know what goes on inside of a female's head to meet the perfect guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about in the movie where he turned out to be a freaking murderer. Not talking about that.
You're talking about Joe?
He's actually the perfect guy.
On you?
He's actually the perfect guy. He's for you. Everything you do matches exactly what you imagined. Exactly as you imagined.
Well, guys, before you answer that question, go on Netflix and watch You. Don't tell Rob.
Right.
I told you so.
Uh-huh. All right. So, I mean, just give us a like or comment or, you know, whatever you guys would like to do. And give us a listen on what your thoughts are. If you had a situation similar to what we're talking about today or discussing today, we'll be back monthly probably with another episode or anything of your liking that you would like to hear about. Let us know, Jay.
All right. Thank you guys for listening in, and we will be back.